Hold on, Gerard. Wait, hold on, Gerard. Before, hold on. What you got Denver doing?
All right.
Damn.
No. I think it's going to be a repeat of last year, bro. I think we get to the second round.
What y'all do last year?
We get to the second round.
Second round.
If the playoffs ended today, who are you playing?
Golden State.
Man, you niggas is dead fucking meat. I'm out. Man, get the
where you go, Malik? Come back. Y'all know who it is. It's your boy Rod. You know, Mr. Dacker Man himself, Mr. Hardworker himself. Ah. Tighten up, everybody. Tighten the fuck up. The long shot he had was the bribe and shit to lose. Like, that was the longest shot he had. You didn't take no money. Take the money. So if they do fire you, you got, like, hey, I need that.
Man, the original shit started, man. I don't want no smoke with the Leaf, a.k.a. Marcus, man. The Leaf chilling today. Got this bullshit-ass Cowboys that's supposed to be going to the playoffs.
Ugh. How y'all feeling about the first quarter of the season so far? Are we 25 games in now?
Well, last year around this time, I was looking at the lottery already. So, for me personally, blessing to be able to see my team turn the corner and continue to improve as we continue to get a little more healthier going into the season. Hopefully, we stay that way, knock on wood. I'm happy with the way my team is playing right now.
Mr. Common Sense. Asshole. Mm. By nature, court motherfucking answer. Y'all know what it is. It's the Lakers Nation. Throw that out there too. Mr. Yeah. Please, someone beat the Cowboys. All that shit.
I would literally take any guard on your roster for Russ right now.
I'm sure the Lakers would take Ricky Rubio light for Russell Westbrook right
now. I sure the fuck would.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Straight up, dude. They'll trade him straight up. No pitch, no money consideration.
I'll throw in a future second. Just here.
Throwing in a draft pick for Russell Westbrook and Ricky Rubio light is crazy.
Yeah, you know what it is. He's Zero Dark 30 himself. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Blackout season coming soon. It's Malik the motherfucking God.
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
Trade deadline coming up Thursday. Who needs to be traded?
Julius Randle! Get him the fuck out of here! Right now! What are we talking about here?
Wow. Oh, Malik, you want to go?
I'm enough.
We outside. Conversations at the shop.
What's poppin'? Mm-hmm. What's good? What's good? Mm-hmm. The boys is back in town. Mm-hmm. The boys.
A couple of them.
Hey, man. You know how it go, man. Niggas at work and niggas internet is down. So,
Man, internet and life.
But yeah, it's two of us here. We still gonna do what we do, man. You know how we give it up, man. Conversations at the shop. We back with another banger for your head tops. We're gonna start off this show. One, RIP to Dwayne Haskins. Sad, tragic, like that just come out of nowhere type death, man. Much prayers to his family. And Steelers Nation, you know,
I know how we give it up, man.
That's a fact. No, sad. That's sad. Real sad to hear that news, man. It's so young, and just you know, 24 years old, just training. You know what I'm saying? No one doing nothing crazy, and then just training. Like, this is fucked up to hear, man. Like you said, man. Prayer to his family, man. Condolences to his friends and family, loved ones, everyone. You know, everyone attached to him, man.
For sure, for sure. Now we can start off this show by Adam Schefter with his tweet talking about Dwayne's death. Very distasteful, bro. Very distasteful.
Let's just get it out the way, though, man. Let's just say it. This is what they do, man. This is kind of like, this ain't even the first time, though. Like, not because I thought about it. And, like, a lot of reporters do that, you know, to young athletes. Sometimes they do it. It's not even sometimes. A lot of times they do it to rappers. You know what I'm saying? Soon the rapper died, they say, yo, such and such was arrested for such and such and such and such. Remember that? Well, he just died. And it's like, well, damn, like, at that time, that's just not the appropriate time to get that shit off, man. You know what I'm saying? Be respectful, man. You know, you would not want people to harp on whatever downfall you might have, you know, in your demise. That's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's weird, man. It's really weird, but it's a habit, man. It's really a habit. It's a growing habit, and it happens all the time in media, and it needs to stop for real.
Yo.
Yo.
What's good?
What's good? What's good? But yeah, that shit needs to stop for real, bro. Like, nobody wants to hear, like, the way he came about it was like he was struggling to make a team and this, that, and there. I'm like, bro, come
that
on.
Got,
bro.
That got absolutely nothing to do with what he went through. You know what I'm saying? Nothing at all. And now you ain't thinking about the family. You ain't thinking about his friends or nothing. You know what I'm saying? You just hopping on struggle. And that, you know, that's fucked up.
I already know what y'all talking about. Adam Schefter's tweet, I guess.
Yeah,
he had a tweet, and there was another guy, Gil
on the radio, Gil Brandt.
Gil Brandt said some real foul shit, some shit like, yo, he was basically calling him stupid for being on the highway and jogging, you know what I'm saying? And then he tried to go back and walk it back and apologize for it. But it's like, ain't no walking it back, my nigga. Like, in a time like that, bro, you said what you said, you might as well stand on it, you know what I'm saying? That's not a mistake. You know what I'm saying? You get that feeling out. That feeling that you have when you hear death, that's a genuine feeling that you have. You know what I'm saying? So if that's how you felt, that's how you felt. Don't apologize for it now.
Fresh, you can't charge me for being late. It wasn't my fault.
Yeah, this one wasn't his fault. Mm-mm. We always late anyway, so it don't matter. We wouldn't be us if we weren't late. But nah, bro, like, he really, like, that Gil Brandt character, that, like, that shit was literally off the wall. Didn't need to be said. The shit was trash. What'd he say? He said he should have stayed in college one more year. Like, he was going towards death anyway. Like, bro,
that's some wild shit. Like, that's not a mistake. Wild, man. That's some wild shit. Like, that's the one I read. I was like, yo. I'm not too mad at Adam Schefter's tweet, because now I've seen this one. This one was just like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Adam Schefter's was a little bit insensitive.
If you thought Adam shit was left field, this one, you was like, God damn.
I was like, whoa, like, for real, dog? Like, and you a part of the media? They let you say this? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the crazy shit. Like, if he a part, I don't even know who this dude is. Is he like a writer or something? Like, who's?
I want to say he went up with the Cowboys or with that. It's something with Dallas, whatever it is. Dallas.
It's a radio, the radio shit, bro. Because it was audio. It was audio.
I didn't know he in Dallas.
It was audio. They need to get him the fuck off of there. That was some wild shit for real.
Very wild shit. Very disrespectful, man. Like, there's no way that somebody passes away and that's the first thing that you talk about. Like, it ain't even RIP to his family. none of that shit. Like, it's, oh, he was going towards death anyway. He didn't want to go to, he didn't want to come back for college, and he should have went back to college, and he was struggling to stay on the team, and he was struggling in Washington, and it's like, he's just going towards death. I'm like, bro, how is a man going towards death trying to change his life? Making millions of dollars doing the thing that he loves, bro. That's not going towards death at all.
Boy, this left, and then the shit is crazy. Is boy left college and was a starting quarterback for the Washington, whatever you want to call him, niggas. He was a starting quarterback when he left college. It's not like when he left college, he sat on the bench. He was a starting quarterback. He made the fucking right decision to leave college. That's not a road towards death. That shit is wild. Like, the more I think about the more I think about the comment, the more mad I get. Because at first when I read it, I was like, yo, but I kind of didn't, like, look into it like that. Because the whole situation was sad. Like, I haven't watched no videos about it. Nothing. Because I felt real bad about this one. But now that shit's starting to seep in with hearing y'all talk about it, yeah, bro. Yeah. They need to get him the fuck off of air for that. That's wild.
Shit is crazy. That's what we wanted to start with. We got that out the way. Let's bring some lighter situations up. Let's get the arguing out the way. Hey, man. Four college athletes that we're going to choose from, man. Pick one. Just pick one. Who you thought? By the way, I'm
not. Before you go on, Eric, I'm not gonna let this bar slip. Maybe you need to tell James Harden to put a headband on. Maybe he'll play a little bit better for you. You know, niggas when they put on the headband, they go crazy. You might want to do that.
But we've taken four college players and we're picking their college career based on the college career. Who you picking? We got KD. We got Anthony Davis. We got Zion Williamson, and we got Carmelo Anthony. Out of them four, who you picking? College only now, guys. College only. So in the comments, if you listening, college only, bro.
I'm going with Melo on this one. Of course, he won the championship there. But that team, he led that team. Like, hands down. And throughout the year, he was just all one. Like, the Melo that ended up into the league, like, he was damn near that in Syracuse. Like, that's, he had it going in every way possible. So, from top to bottom, I really can't say nobody other than Melo, bro. And then he won the title, too. I know AD did, but nah. This shit wasn't the same. It's Melo all day long.
Yeah.
Melo by a landslide.
Yeah, it's Melo. I think he averaged 22 and 10, some shit.
And remember his second score.
22 was, and 10.
Was that? McNamara.
Jerry McNamara.
King Ward with him. And the King Ward. Hey, man. Hey, man. Melo. And we damn sure ain't putting KD up there because KD. Never mind. Jersey.
KD averaged 25 and 11. He didn't get far, but he averaged 25 and 11.
Don't get past that last part. You just said the most important part of all of that.
That's why I didn't pick him. That's why I didn't pick him.
I know. That motherfucker didn't make it anywhere. Let's get that clear. It wasn't even, he didn't make it far. He didn't make it nowhere.
Yep. So Zion was 22 and 9.
So if we ranking them, Melo's clearly one.
I had to think about what we were talking about, Gerard, with Zion. I might have to rank him up a little higher.
Melo was clearly one. Let's leave that there. Melo's one.
Melo's one out rip. That ain't nothing to talk about. If we going two, in my opinion, I gotta go AD. Zion had a pretty cool run then. Man, you can't argue when the nigga win the championship, bro. I'm sorry. AD got him one, so fuck
it. Yeah, John Wall. No.
That wasn't that story. You want to hear the roster?
Bro, the his roster was him, Michael Kidd, Gilchrist, Terrence Jones. It was pretty bad.
Okay, so all right. So,
it was pretty good in college, Marcus but Teague. in NBA roster, that shit was terrible. Marcus Teague, right. Too. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I got Melo and AD then, even though AD.
Well, I'm going to go Melo, AD, Zion, and KD. And that's that's funny ranking them niggas.
Nah, Justin, we picking four. It was who had the better college career, Melo, KD, Anthony Davis, or Zion.
So you can't. So you can't have a great college career without.
I mean,
without winning the title.
He had a great career, but we're comparing the careers though.
Everybody on this list won and done.
I'm looking at because here's the thing.
Everybody on this list won and done.
It's just I'm having a hard time with it because I looked at AD's numbers for his college season. He's only he only averaged 14 and 11.
Look at his blocks though.
How many blocks did he have?
Damn near 5 a game.
Yeah, 4.7.
Damn near 5 a game.
Yeah.
Man, he doing that mean he giving you a double double and you can't go inside on the other.
Okay. Yeah, so I will put Melo and AD there.
I might swap KD and Zion. Yeah, I might swap KD and Zion. I might swap it.
All right, so I watched every Zion game at Duke. Zion is probably 2.
Yeah, but look at the fucking hoodie you got on. Ain't nobody listening to your opinion. Shut up.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Yeah, I got a Duke shirt on. Talk about it. I ain't gonna lie. You are lying. Look at this shirt.
Let me tell you why, though.
I'm telling you, man. I don't get this nigga at all, dog. Like it's like at this point, man. Like I walked off the show last time, bro. Like,
but let me. Can
I don't know if you just want me to break everything in my house at this point.
Can I explain
myself?
I think
that's what he tried to get you to do, Malik. I think he tried to get you to break your career,
bro. I don't want you to break nothing, bro.
Go ahead with your... Go ahead, man.
This is why I said Zion.
This shit better be... This better be good. This better be good.
All right, so
Malik Zion... is prepared to walk out, bro.
Zion, Zion did...
I was late, and I'm going to be early.
Zion averaged what 22-24 something like that.
22-8. What's your point?
22-8.
Zion can't even wear sneakers right. What are we talking about?
The shoe blew out on him. It's all right, bro.
Don't no shoes just blow out on you.
But Zion did a lot of shit. Like,
Tell me who he had on his squad.
I mean, he had Cam Reddish.
And?
RJ Barrett.
Gerard, I'm going to slap the shit out of you, bro. He's not two.
He is two, bro. He's
no, he's
Duke,
not
bro.
Two.
I'm sorry.
He's not two. How far did they get?
Elite 8.
He's not two.
And RJ missed the shot. So
what? Why didn't Zion shoot the shit?
Don't do that, bro. Don't say, oh yeah, we lost, but yeah, RJ took the shot. We don't care who missed the shot. He even asked you about the shot. He asked you a clear question. He said, how far did they get?
I told him they lead 8. I told him to elite.
That's it.
And I think that Zion.
Oh, RJ missed the last shot. Don't do that.
I think Zion was Zion's impact across college basketball was crazy. So I would say,
whoa! Wait a minute. You got Zion for 2, and Coach K didn't even draw up for the shot
draw Zion up for the shot to win. That's he's at two.
Yeah. We not Coach Kyle is not drawing up plays for Anthony Davis, bro. Let's Anthony Davis in college is not the Anthony Davis you see now.
But he was still dominant though.
No.
He was dominant and won a championship. Huh? He was
dominant on the defensive end.
So what?
That's it.
So what? It got him a championship, did it not?
That don't mean he had a better career than him, bro.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Anthony Davis was
just because Zion gives you highlight reels, nigga, doesn't mean he had a better college career than him. Didn't Zion miss time as well?
He missed
eight games. Yeah, after his shoes.
He missed how many games?
Eight.
Jerry, shut up.
All I'm saying is, bro, dog, listen, bro. Listen, bro. If I get a ball to Zion, I would trust him more than I would trust AD in college, bro.
So why did you not trust the nigga with the last shot?
Bro, you got to ask Coach K that.
I don't got to ask shit. I don't have to ask shit. Coach K is the greatest college basketball coach of all time, right?
Yeah, he gave
it. If Zion was number two, he would have gave Zion the ball to shoot the... Gerard.
He gave the ball to RJ, bro.
Okay, then. So, obviously, he's not two on his list.
RJ's number two on this list.
No, RJ is not number two on this list. RJ is not on this list. And I'm going AD.
Let me look up RJ career actually. Let me. Nah, fuck that. Nah, see, now you probably opened up a can of worms, nigga. Go ahead.
And then plus, bro. Come on, dog. Like
what, nigga?
Come on, dog. 68% from the field, bro. Are we beating?
Nigga, RJ averaged 22 and 8. They literally the same nigga with the same numbers, nigga. What are you talking about? Shut up. Nigga. What's the next topic, bro?
Trust me. They not the same nigga, 22
and 8, bro. That's not crazy, the same bro. Nigga. That's crazy, Gerard.
Not the same nigga, though. You got to go back and watch a game with them niggas together, bro.
All I know is RJ averaged 22 and 8, and they gave him the last shot. I don't need to hear shit else.
All right, man. You missing what I'm saying? You ain't picking down what I'm putting up, bro. Come on, man.
How I average the same thing? How am I not picking up what you're saying?
Because you're saying you going off a nigga averaging 22 points, but taking 19 shots to get that 22, bro. When Zion is taking 8-9 shots to get that same 22 points, bro.
Okay, so if he's more efficient, why didn't he take the shot? Like, what do you?
You gotta ask Coach K that.
I like it.
You gotta ask Coach K that, bro. Because I feel like Zion should have ran the play through Zion, but they didn't. They ran it through RJ.
I'm gonna need some more liquor in this cup by the end of this episode. I see that now. So he was efficient, but he was so efficient that Coach K was like, "Oh, know what? I'm gonna get RJ the last shot."
It depends on I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna watch that last.
Please do. Please do.
And I swear the last position, I think we was down. He had to be down three. So RJ the better 3-point shooter. Why not give it to RJ?
How do we know that RJ is a better 3-point shooter? Hell, Zion probably had the better percentage as many as RJ was fucking putting up and missing. You just said the niggas take 19 shots to get 22 points. And we're being real. I thought Cam Reddish was the shooter. I thought he was the shooter. So why are we giving him the three?
Cam Reddish at that time was not. Cam Reddish was going from a knee injury.
Oh, so this nigga.
He didn't feel like he wanted. Yeah, he didn't feel like he wanted to play that game. But he played. But I don't think he played well that game.
Man, you tripping and you speaking on Zion because you got a Duke shirt on and that's just dead on there. You bullshit. Man, you know damn well Zion ain't no fucking two over no damn 80 or KD. KD put him over KD, honestly. now that I'm thinking about it, damn, KD at least went through the whole entire year smoking shit. He might have lost early, but damn, he didn't miss no 8 games. God damn.
They only missed them games because of that shoe shit, man.
Well, then that's his fault for being 385 pounds in them size 7 shoes. The fuck anybody tell him to do that shit? They've been telling him his whole career to lose weight. Now he get to college and want to put on them little ass shoes. Yeah, you bust out them motherfuckers, nigga. Fat feet ass nigga. The fuck?
Anyway, man. Who you got, Malik?
What are you talking about?
All four.
I said my four already. You the host, you weren't listening?
Marcus, you said your four?
Yes, nigga, he said his four too.
Ah, shit, my bad.
Damn.
My bad.
Y'all see me smoking and drinking and y'all think I'm fucked up. I ain't even fucked up, obviously. I need to get over with Gerard on. What the fuck he got over there?
Right, what is you on, bro? Shit.
My bad, guys. My bad. Switch it to the NBA, man.
Damn.
It's playoff time.
Fuck.
It's okay, Marcus. Let's go with our play-in predictions, man.
For what, nigga? You already know where I stand. Y'all
hey, niggas man, move on. Come on, man. Brooklyn, Cleveland.
Who you got? Why? I forgot the niggas that play it. Hey, man, I don't really see Cleveland winning this game, to be real. I'm just going to be completely honest with you. Not even a little bit. I don't see it. It's just too KD and Kyrie. That's just too much. There's too much veteran right there. Just them two right there. Now all the other veteran experience that they got around them, hey, there's just too much to overcome after Cleveland, man. I think they're too young, man. They ain't got enough. Not enough firepower.
I got Brooklyn, bro. And it's.
I thought you were gonna say I got Cleveland.
Oh, nah, I got Brooklyn, bro. I think Brooklyn gonna beat the shit out of them, honestly.
I think I'm gonna be a blowout. Just because of that, Cleveland gonna fight and they're gonna be a 2-point game. They're gonna bro, fight. Kevin Love gonna come out the bench hot.
We know Malik has Brooklyn.
Jersey. Need to say shit else.
We know Malik know what it Brooklyn, is. Man. So niggas we know the know winner. The winner of that game goes
no,
on to play.
Not in Jersey no more. They're in Brooklyn.
Yeah, nigga, you don't worry about it. You caught the bar, nigga. Fuck out of here. You caught the bar.
Well, the winner of that game plays the 2 seed, and we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, we will.
Gonna be the one. Oh shit! All right, man. Brooklyn, boy. God bless your heart. God bless you.
Alright, so the next playing game in the Eastern Conference is the Atlanta Hawks and the Charlotte Hornets.
That actually is a tough game to call.
It's a tough game, bro. You know, yeah, like I want to pick Atlanta because of what they did last year, but I'm looking at Charlotte, bro. Them niggas, like they swag, seem like they ready to at least get in the A spot. But I don't think they're gonna do that. But
I'm picking Atlanta.
I'm gonna go they with Atlanta. They just lost Gordon Hayward. But then Gordon ain't never there. I don't pick nothing with the Charlotte Hornets with Gordon Hayward. That nigga ain't never there. So fuck Gordon Hayward. I don't pick him based on Gordon Hayward. Miles Bridges is the better three over there anyway. We beat.
I'm gonna be real, like. Gordon hits a lot of clutch shots for them niggas. Like, that's the only thing. Like, when that's why when there? I saw he got a point. I mean, like I'm just saying, like, you got a point.
He missed half of last year, and he missed half of this year, too.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but I still got Atlanta, man.
Gordon Haywood has collected some checks around his head. He's looking a little like Chandler Parks.
He on that. I don't know about all that.
At least he
played half the season. Chandler Parsons was missing whole seasons, boy. Like,
a robbery is a robbery, man. Niggas get robbed out here, man.
So you got Atlanta, Malik.
Atlanta. I'm gonna roll with Atlanta too.
Alright. So I'm going with Charlotte.
I get it.
Okay. And then
I have no reason why. I'm just gonna pick Charlotte because I feel like
I get it though.
Atlanta, it's like a toss up, bro. It's like 50-50. You don't know which Atlanta team gonna show up, and you don't know which Charlotte team gonna show up.
That's a fact.
Charlotte will come out and look like a elite basketball team one night, and then next night
some of them. And then they go as Melo go too, and like Melo had these games where he like when he just went against us, nigga was first half 24 points. Then he came out second half and didn't do shit. So it was like, damn, like you in the game with 29. Then like I don't know, it's weird with that nigga though. So you never know what you're gonna get from him. But I will say you do know what you're gonna get from Bridges. Fuck with that nigga there, though.
Two posters.
I fuck with bro.
Two posters and 28 points.
Mine.
But maybe
spin threes out, falling out of bounds and shit.
The only thing is Atlanta's been here before. Like, they've been the underdog. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why. Because, I mean, they made the Eastern Conference Finals last year. Like, I can't, like, say they not. You know what I mean? Like, I can't not pick them to win one game. Like, Trey seems to be a fucking killer in moments like that. So, haven't really seen that from the Hornets side yet. You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I got to go with Atlanta. Even though I like Charlotte, man. I seen what they did to the Knicks, nigga, up close. I like Charlotte, nigga. Like, Charlotte is...
Yeah, they're nice.
The Charlotte is nice, my nigga, but...
Alright, so...
It's because of that I picked Atlanta, but I also can see why another nigga will pick Charlotte, because honestly, like you said, Malik, Atlanta made it to the Eastern Conference. Honestly, if you're being real, I don't think they're supposed to be in this position.
Yeah, but let's say Charlotte wins. Cleveland loses. Cleveland, Charlotte, who you got?
Damn. Damn. I'm going to roll with Charlotte. Damn, bro. I don't want to sound like I'm hating on Cleveland, though.
You ain't hating on them. I mean, this shit.
Besides, bro, like, I ain't really been impressed with them because every time I seen them niggas, they lost.
Who, Cleveland?
Yeah, we played them four times and we beat them all four times, so I don't really know what the fuck. I don't really know how good they really are, bro. I haven't seen the best of them.
Cleveland was number four, and after the All-Star break, they started being Cleveland again.
Well, they had a lot of injuries too, nigga. Like,
Darius Garland was in and out.
I mean, I don't want to hear that.
Allen was in and out. Yeah, everybody got injuries.
We all got goddamn injuries. I don't want to fucking hear it.
Marcus, shut up.
Hey, man.
I mean, that is true.
I wish Cord was here. Because I'm sick of AD and all this Laker talk about the injuries and shit. I wish I was here so I can run off all the injuries we had to deal with. And we still losing, but damn it, we held on. Y'all don't want to hear no excuses, goddamn it.
I don't know why Corey ain't here. Can't wait for fight night.
Right, the Lakers ain't play. All right, the Lakers ain't playing. He ain't busy.
Hold up, Gerard, you laughing a little bit too goddamn hard.
Why? I'm in the playoffs.
Nah, you laughing a little too goddamn hard. Yeah, them niggas suck, but hey,
yeah,
look.
But let's get to these predictions real quick, then, since you laughing, Gerard. You laughing a little too hard. Let's see where y'all, who y'all got again. Yeah, I know. Let's go into the
list. Yeah, right, yeah, Mr. Nugget. We finna get there. We gotta go through the West real quick. The Western Conference play-in games. We got the Clippers versus the Timberwolves.
Is Kawhi playing?
Nah.
Hell no. Nah. He ain't even playing 303 yet, so he probably ain't playing this year. If he not there, then he probably
The Clippers the eighth seed, right?
Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm rolling with the Timberwolves. Pat Bev coming through.
Me
coming
too.
Through with the motherfucking motivation, talking hella shit, going crazy on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And them young niggas gonna be turned up. Minnesota gonna be turned up. They know what this is.
Yeah.
Hey man, this and Carl Anthony Towns ain't Carl Anthony Towns that Jimmy Butler was over there punking on a couple of years ago. This Carl Anthony Towns got a little dog in him. I like this Carl Anthony Towns. Hey, yeah. Andy fucking Jordan Woods. Minnesota winning this game.
Hey, look, I ain't got nothing to add, nigga. Go ahead, Gerard.
Minnesota.
I ain't got nothing to add, nigga. Yo, I think them niggas gonna go crazy. I don't know why, but just because I picked these niggas to be like,
and Anthony Edwards, that young nigga there don't give a fuck about shit, boy.
What? I got Minnesota winning. But I think it's going to be a close game. I don't think it's going to be like nothing crazy. But if it is in a close game, Paul George is back, and Paul George has been snapping.
I don't give a fuck about Paul George.
Who do they have to stop? Cat, though. That's the thing. Like, who?
Not a damn soul.
Who? Nigga, that's my boy. Cat is going to go fucking crazy. Like,
he's going to go nuts.
I mean, you're right. But I still got Minnesota winning. I'm just saying, if it's a close game, then I wouldn't put it past the Clippers by winning the game.
Yeah, don't hit your bet, nigga.
And the Clippers is fucking comeback kids this year for some odd reason.
Don't hedge your bet.
I still got Minnesota.
I don't know Minnesota to be losing a whole bunch of leagues though.
That too. That's what I'm saying. I don't. If it's a close game, I think Minnesota still pull it out. I ain't saying it's gonna be a blowout or nothing like that. That's what I'm trying to say.
So what's the second game?
The Pelicans and the Spurs.
Ugh.
I don't know about Murray because he hadn't been playing a lot lately, so I'm going to run with the Pelicans. They've been playing well anyway. Besides, they was at the bottom of the West, and they slid up to ninth. So I'm going to run with the Pelicans. Yeah, CJ, too much B.I.
Yeah, but that's Pop over there. That's the only thing, nigga, is that it's Pop over there.
Gotta have a roster.
Gotta have a roster.
I feel you, but shit. Still Pop, nigga. Like, I get you. I get you, like, you right, but nigga, that's still Pop over there. I'm gonna go with the Spurs, man.
Put some dude on it! I wouldn't bet on the Pelicans.
Nah, I can't put dude on that.
I'm going with the Pelicans, man. I can't trust the Spurs. They're too up and down, bro. I'm gonna go with the Pelicans.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, I don't even know if DeJounte Murray playing or not because he been out for like last week or so. Because I would have gave him damn near. I would have gave him a chance if he was playing because shit, he been hooping this year.
Hey, that nigga popped though. That nigga coach different. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, and he got a chance to make the playoffs. Pop, all right, we're going out in the first round if he needs to.
He ain't going out in the first round.
The play in though. And that's like that's why I'm just like, I don't know if Pop want that on his record. I got the Spurs.
All right, so let's say the Clippers lose and the Pels win or the Spurs win, who you got?
It's the Clippers, nigga.
Yeah, I don't matter. The Clippers going to be either one of them.
Papa win one game. I don't know about two.
Right. Yeah. that.
Now, if he win two games, now Pop might be coach of the decade, best coach ever.
Hey, I got the Clippers making it. So since we already over here, that will put the Clippers at 8, where they at now, and
the Wolves. It don't matter. We know who's won, and we know who's winning that series.
Phoenix. Clippers.
What's the next series?
Dunham. Mox. Dunham.
All right.
Unless. If Kawhi play, we got to revisit this.
Man, we Kawhi ain't playing, man. Phoenix in 5. Yeah. I'm only saying 5 because I believe one of these games, Devin Booker's going to be off and Reggie Jackson is probably gonna be high. PG gonna snap. It's gonna be some of them weird ass games. Other than that, bro, I wouldn't be surprised if they got swept.
And there is Tyronn Lue over there. I don't know if they get swept. I say five.
All right, I got something. Next series, Memphis, Minnesota.
Now Minnesota is where all that love I gave y'all niggas, all that shit, I gotta take it back. Here's the thing. See, I don't want to say sweet, but it's looking a little sweepish. I'm gonna go say Memphis at 4. Fuck it.
Memphis in 4. I'm going Memphis in 6.
Damn, now maybe 5. I did disrespect Minnesota. Fuck it.
Maybe 5.
Fuck it. Sweet. Get the brooms out. Fuck it.
What you got for me, Malik?
Go ahead, pick Minnesota, so I can get on your ass on this fucking podcast right now. Go ahead, Malik.
I just want to say that I had the best time of my life in Memphis, bro.
Hey, yo, if you pick Minnesota, though, you cannot come back. Just know that.
Wait,
never have another
I'm finna call
my nigga right now.
Hey, look, bro.
And
let me tell him, finish,
hey, yo,
bro.
This nigga here? Nah. Look. Nah.
I feel like Memphis is my second home, yo, for real. Like, no bullshit. Third home. I got Minnesota in 6.
Man, I'm a fuck. Hey, I'ma swing on this nigga when I see him. I swear on him. Watch.
I got Minnesota in 6, man.
Watch.
Why?
Because he's an idiot. That's
I don't know if John Morant is healthy.
What? You see him the other day?
Nah, he played.
No. Malik,
they scored 55 in the third quarter.
Grizzlies record without Ja Morant. Do you want me to give you that record?
Nah, it's 13-2 with them, some shit like that. I know what it is.
Yeah, whatever. 22-2. Better than whatever.
No, 22-2.
Man, this nigga's high, man. What Ja Morant
ain't Memphis? I'm about to, though. I can't back off my pick.
Yeah, you can. Dunking on D'Angelo Russell, him and his cell phone.
Hey man, look, bro. Memphis leads the league in steals,
I get
rebounds,
it. I get it,
and blocks.
I get it.
And the niggas is good.
I get it.
fuck with the Minnesota Six, boy. But my girlfriend, I can't. What my finna go right on Instagram and go hit my boy Dry right now, man? But I got a nigga on this.
You know what's crazy? I was actually about to sit here and talk to y'all about like a Memphis trip, like in August.
Oh yeah, come on down here if you want to.
But what happens if it really is Minnesota and Six? Can I still come?
Nah, then I'm gonna feel like something. I'm gonna feel like you set us up or some shit. Nah, my nigga, like what you know, nigga? Like the fuck, what you know that we don't know, nigga? The fuck?
Yo,
nah.
I got Minnesota. And
not
six,
the seven man. Seed being the two seed. Nah, you gotta explain that.
They young, bro.
So is Memphis. We ain't no old. Ain't no old niggas over there.
I mean.
And John, dunk on your point guard right now. That's the problem. Pat ain't got nothing to do over there. If he think he gonna be over there and try to get his jaw head and all that dumb shit, he gonna get 40 dropped on his stupid ass head every game.
I just gotta see it, man. I got Minnesota.
Yeah, you will. You finna see it. I'm gonna make sure of it.
Okay. Minnesota. I'll take the heat for it. I'm just saying. Minnesota. I can see an upset happening. I'm sorry. I can just see an upset.
That ain't the upset.
You know what I can't see? I can't see you in Memphis again. That's what I can't see.
I'm going to be there, nigga. I'm pulling up. Actually, nah. Y'all niggas is really
Nah, bro. I'm going to make sure this clip go around and then you keep talking that shit about coming on.
Don't worry. I'm not going to be there if this clip go around. I'm not gonna be there. You ain't gotta worry about that. You know, don't share this. Don't share this.
Man, listen, Pat Bev ain't got nothing to do in this series, bro. Memphis full of dogs. Like that little shit, you can do that little shit with the little point guard, the little punk ass point guard that don't want to fight back. Nah, job with the shit. He wants you to do that shit. You can do that shit in this series. This whole team. Is with the shit. They all want you to do that shit. All that bumping and shit. Yeah, Memphis with that too. You with all that.
All of it. Hey,
all of the shit. This shit, all this the city, smoke. The shit that the city do, that shit rub off on that Grizzly team. That's what y'all about to find out, bro. That grin grind shit is for real. Tell you.
For real. All right, next series we got Golden State.
Denver. And who?
Denver.
Golden State in three.
Hey man, Steph ain't even healthy, bro.
All right, how many points did Clay just put up last night? You tell me that.
41.
I said 44. I gave him two extra points, three extra points.
Yeah.
I got Denver.
All right, see, that's my thing, right? I can't pick Golden State to sweep y'all because of the way they've been playing. They be up and down and shit. But because they playing y'all, it's gonna be a W. So I don't know if I want to say five or six. But I'm gonna say Golden State in six, only because I fuck with Jokic a little bit. Jokic is an MVP candidate that's just been cold as fuck. And he could get them two games because Golden State does not have a big man at all. At all. Like, let's be real. Jokic is gonna go stupid in this series. Just ain't gonna be enough.
Y'all niggas better hope Steph Curry don't touch that floor.
You know the fucked up part, Malik? I honestly don't think Steph has to touch the floor. Nah, I know he's gonna be out there, but I don't think they need it for them.
We've seen Klay be up and down. That's the thing. Is that Klay's been having, I think the last four games, he's averaged 30 or more. So he's starting to come into his old form. But I've seen Klay be up and down this whole year. But I'm going to keep it real with you, bro. If Steph touches that floor, it's fucking Warriors in three, nigga. Cause them three niggas are so motivated to play with each other. that I think if Steph is on the floor with Klay and Draymond in the playoffs.
I mean, Denver in six, bro. Denver in six, bro. I call it Denver.
Upset. You have to.
Upset. Denver in six.
Based on what?
They don't have nobody to stop Jokic, bro. And as long as we making shots, our defense is good enough to hang with.
Can Jokic score anywhere from 80 to 100 points a game?
Nah, but he can account for 60.
That's not enough. Go to State in five.
He can account for 60 with his assists, bro. We're going
to
go.
Where you going to get the other points Denver. From? You think Go to State just going to score 58?
No, I think it's gonna be a good series, bro. I just think we just gotta win one on the road.
I don't even think.
But how? Based on what?
We can still game one.
Klay, Jordan Poole, Draymond. He just gave you the whole rundown. Who do y'all have? We know Jamal and Michael Porter is gone. So just give me somebody else. You can't just be Jokic. Go get y'all in six.
It's got to be a team effort, bro. It's got to be everybody got to at least have double figures, bro.
Who has a better team, Golden State or the Nuggets?
Golden State, record wise.
Next topic.
No. I didn't ask you that, nigga. Stop doing next shit. Series. I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you that.
Once you say Golden State, just stop and let's go to the next series, Rob.
Man, Golden State is going to lose this series. And I'm not going to brag about it when we beat them, bro. I'm just going to come in the group and say.
You're not going to have the opportunity to, so you don't need to say that shit.
You don't even have the expectations of that. Like, you don't even.
No. I believe we're going to win this series.
No, the fuck you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You know why? Because I know you, nigga. You wouldn't even said that shit if you really believed. Shut up.
I do. Right. I do. You watch
too much basketball to be believing shit like this.
No. I watch way too much basketball, but I still think we can get them in six.
In six.
He don't believe that. He know damn well there was dead fucking Wendy's chicken nuggets. You know what? Don't worry about it. Let's just go to the next series. You said Denver and six, right?
Denver and six, man.
So you niggas is winning two games Denver in the Oracle or whatever they're at?
Yeah.
With Steph on the floor?
Yeah.
All of this without Jamal Murray and without Michael Porter Jr. They are going to be. They're going to turn into the team that they haven't been all year. What's the next series, man? What's the next series, bro?
Dallas and Utah, bro.
Utah, because I don't think Luka's going to be healthy enough in this series. Looks bad. I don't know if he's playing game one or not. But I think we all know if Luka ain't playing, Dallas ain't got a chance. You can queue up the Vince McMahon music at that.
No chance.
Man, perfect. Utah should play that. If Luka don't play, you can definitely play that shit. Play that shit loud.
Broke my damn headphones, man.
It's all right. If Luka don't play, Utah got this in the bag.
Whether he don't play or if he's not healthy, they just don't have a chance in this series. Like, he got to be 100%. They need him on goal. He got to be able to make every move he need to be able to make. He ain't the most athletic dude anyway.
You're right. And he need to be able to do everything in his repertoire.
Man, all them little slow ass herky jerky little up step, all that shit. He need to be able to do all that shit. And with a strained left calf, I know them calf injuries be tough, bro. They be tough to deal with, bro. Especially playing basketball, running up and down the floor all day for 40 minutes.
Yeah, you playing defense, and then it's not like you just like playing like football. You might play a game, and then you get a week off, nigga. In a couple of days, you got game two, and then in a couple of games, you got game three. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gonna ever be healthy. Utah, man. Just off of that alone,
I think they got. I work with a bunch of Dallas fans, bro, and they came in today crying. They don't know if Luka gonna be healthy or not.
It don't look like
it. Didn't look good.
Well, he was in a walking boot today.
Yeah, that don't look good.
So,
don't look good.
I got Utah, man. If Luka not healthy, I got Utah. Five.
Yeah, I got him out of five. So, I mean, how many guys you got, Malik Fofa?
Nigga, it's Utah. I got him in six.
You giving Dallas two games without Luka?
Yeah, it's Utah.
hey, to be fair,
he is right though.
Utah has been playing like shit lately. if we keeping it a buck, like, they've been playing terrible lately. For real.
Have you seen, did you
they
see?
They have been playing Donovan like shit lately. For
the past
real.
Two games, the last 2 weeks, Donovan been pissed.
Donovan won out. They talking about trading Rudy Gobert to Dallas. Nigga, like it. It's ugly in Utah, man. Like, yo, I wouldn't be surprised if Spencer Dinwiddie cooked these niggas. I'm just.
I wasn't picking Dallas is because of Luka's injury. If Luka was 100% healthy, I would have definitely picked him to be Utah, bro.
In
easily
five.
Hands down. In five. Like, nothing to talk about.
In five.
But Utah lucked the fuck up, man. Let's be real. Them niggas lucked the fuck up, bro. I know them niggas celebrated like a motherfucker when they saw that nigga limping off the court. I know they was celebrating.
My thing is, why the fuck is he playing?
That many minutes. It's not like Dallas could go up or down in the seed, right? I think they were locked in the three seed, right?
Nah, it was locked. They in the four seed, so they could either go. So Golden State had to lose, and Utah had to lose. Utah played Portland. Golden State played somebody trash too. So it was like
the Nuggets played somebody trash.
Yeah, but we ain't play nobody. We ain't do like Dallas did. Dallas played their starters.
Just saying.
We had niggas that ain't been playing all year in the game. Ricky Rubio light. This gonna have to throw hands with Wayne Ellington soon.
But that nigga Wayne Ellington, I'm a nigga too, man. I don't want to hear this. I don't like the nigga that comes later on tweet and shit. Hey, bro, when I see you, we gonna fight.
Like
bro,
y'all ever? Like y'all ever gonna be in the same place at the same time?
And let's be real, bro. Are you gonna really be that man when you see him the next time? When you think you're gonna run into him again? He's finna play in the playoffs. You finna be in LA somewhere. When the next time you gonna see him, Wayne? You still gonna be mad when you run into him next season when you finally play him in April?
If he play him in April.
Shit, this might be Faku last season with it.
If Wayne Ellington is even on the roster.
That's what I'm saying. If nigga, if you play.
But let's travel over to the Eastern Conference, man. Miami the one seed. The AC, who did we say?
I picked Charlotte. And if it was Charlotte and Cleveland, I picked Charlotte, and I think y'all picked Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
We could pick Cleveland.
All right, so let's go Miami-Cleveland.
Whoever Miami faces, Miami.
Whoever it is, Miami is four.
Don't really matter. What I if don't want to say four.
Now, I'll what if it's four. Brooklyn? It's possible Brooklyn could lose.
Yo, we already established. Come on, man. Don't do that shit, bro. We all agree where the niggas is going to be at. We know where they're going to be at. Stop. Stop, nigga.
This it ain't possible, Malik, though.
No, nigga, it's not. No, stop it, nigga. All right.
I was just asking, bro. You said whoever right. played Miami. And maybe they don't want to play Miami just yet. You know, Brooklyn don't give a fuck who they play. I don't, honestly. Everybody try to stay away
from them. Yeah, honestly, because they still the fucking favorite. It don't matter who they got. But in this case, who's my yeah? I got Miami in front. Yeah, if we yeah, Miami in front. Not against Brooklyn though.
If it's the Hawks, Charlotte, or Cleveland, it's Miami in five. Brooklyn was down 21 to. They're down at some point in every single game, and they still smoke niggas by 15, 20. So I don't really see your point. So like I don't care about none of that shit. We all know they have problems defensively. We all know that shit. But lately, nigga, if you've watched the rest of the season since since the vaccine has been lifted. The niggas have been going fucking crazy on everybody, especially when they realized that they had a chance to get the seventh seed. I don't want to hear that down by the Knicks 21 shit. Almost everybody is down by the Knicks with 21 at halftime, and then they get the Knicks still get their asses kicked. So that's a bad point.
Yeah, we did that. We came back on the niggas before, too.
You bring up the Knicks and try to make a point about why the Nets would fail. What sense does that make?
Yeah, man. So, Miami in five. Next series is Boston and Brooklyn.
Brooklyn in three.
I like that. Kyrie and KD, Tatum and JB. I'm going with Brooklyn, my nigga. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm going with Brooklyn. It's like six. Like, I don't know, bro. I'm just gonna be really betting on KD like that against certain niggas, bro. And I'm not picking KD and Kyrie to lose against Boston. I'm just not. They got a better overall team, bro.
And Jason Tatum dropped 50 on KD last game. You don't think he remember that shit? Mm-hmm. Yeah, nigga. It's okay. And Ben might play.
They talk about Ben pulling up, but Ben just gonna pull up and just play defense. Not ask you to do nothing, but just play defense. Listen, bro, if he show up in this first round, bro, you might well play the Undertaker theme song. And this motherfucker, this shit gonna get dark real early, real nasty, real fast, real quick. Boston, bro. See, this is the thing with Boston, bro. Like, I know Jason Tatum and JB gonna do their number. It's the other niggas, bro. I be worried about Marcus Smart be coming in with them little punk ass 4-for-14 with 10 points. And then they say, oh, he's playing defense. Cool. You got to go on Kyrie today. So what the fuck you going to do with that?
Yo, they going to have this nigga Marcus Smart running around back, so much shit. Crazy. Like, it's not like he's just guarding one, like, point guard. Like, you understand who Marcus Smart has to guard the whole series? He has to guard Kyrie. Most likely, they're going to put him on KD sometimes. He's going to have to guard Patty Mills around all them screens. He's going to have to guard Goran Dragic. Like, what's it's a lot. With Curry? And Seth, it's a lot for this nigga. Like, it's a lot for do you expect them be if you expect Marcus Smart to play defense. And didn't they just lose somebody?
Ain't it Robert Williams Robert or some Williams shit? For like, yeah, Robert Williams is out definitely for this first round, for sure.
They're not going to be the same team defensively, my nigga.
And
saying, bro, Andre Drummond been alright in Brooklyn.
He's been putting up a double-double since they got him, bro.
He's like, been alright. I ain't saying he's Detroit Drummond, but he's been alright.
And plus, honestly, Brooklyn got a better team than what people are giving them credit for.
I do.
You know what I'm saying? They just have, like, defensive lapses and shit, but I honestly think it's just them niggas not focused and they just trying to get to the playoffs. Like, when them lights turn on, KD and Kyrie are different niggas. Like, it's not like these defensive lapses weren't happening in the playoffs last year. That's what niggas forget. Like, it's real easy to be a prisoner of the moment and to see that, yeah, they're an eighth seed compared to where they were last season. But we had the same questions about them last season and then saw them in the playoffs be able to lock shit down. And that was with Blake Griffin starting at the five. Now you got Andre Drummond back there to help you shore up that defense. You got Seth Curry out there. And if Ben play, all right. All right.
Hey, man. Yeah. R.I.P. Boston. I got Brooklyn in five, man. We finna get to that, Tony, next series, man. We
Giannis ain't eat the stop, man. Go ahead.
I mean,
maybe this year. Make this year, yeah. 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 But last year went seven games. A toenail away, nigga. Let's not do that. A toenail away. And that's without KD. That's without James and Kyrie.
I know the series we've got to get to, Nate.
Damn, I'm sorry, Mark.
Milwaukee versus Chicago. 3-6. Everybody was pulling for Chicago to be a top team this year. Injuries derailed that. So, hey, man, Milwaukee in five, man.
Marcus, you my nigga, so I'm going to say Milwaukee in five, bro. Now you know I got a lot of love for you.
For real, bro.
I got a lot of love for you, but I got Milwaukee in five, man.
Can we just move on?
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
I just want to go to the next series.
Let's go to the next series. You got it, man. You got it. Actually, Nah. We can't. What you got, bro?
What you got,
who you got, bro? Like, who you got, bro?
Well, if y'all forcing me to fucking pick on camera, then fuck it. Bulls and seven.
That's my nigga. See, that's
it's out, baby.
Yeah, all right. Wonder why you niggas is best friends. What's the
next one? Don't ask me if I believe it. Don't ask me what it's based on. Don't ask me about no stats. I don't want to talk about this series. What's next?
Hey, man. Philly, Toronto, bro.
Man.
Let's start this off by saying.
Go ahead.
Steve Stiebel cannot play in Toronto, bro.
He can't? He can't play in Toronto. Oh, okay. All right.
He can't?
He is not vaccinated, sir.
Hit the first shot. Okay. Hit the second shot. That's some weird shit, but okay.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Philly and six, man. They ain't got not a damn soul that can stop Joel Embiid. I don't give a fuck. What the fuck? I don't give a fuck about those Thibault. The fuck? Thibault? Nigga, Joel Embiid is the fucking problem, nigga. Who the fuck is going to do anything with him? Hey, I will say Toronto, Kobe, and them young niggas, they got a good young core group, bro. And I like Scotty Barnes, bro. Like, he fit in well with their team. Like, they got a good young team. That's why I said six, because Harden ain't been playing the best. But at the end of the day, they're not beating them niggas in no seven-game series, though.
Man, I got to fill in.
Thibault or no Thibault.
I got Toronto at five, nigga. What the fuck you niggas talking about? Don't give a fuck what you niggas talking about. I don't care about the Joel Embiid shit. I don't care. I know what I see, and I know what nigga they got on their team. I know what nigga they got over there. And it's not Joel's fault. Yo, Joel, my nigga, it is not your fault. I'm sorry I have to pick Toronto in five, but the nigga that you got over there, he calls you your MVP, bro.
I ain't gonna disrespect you like that, James. I know that you gonna wait until the second round to really truly bullshit. I know, I'm not gonna disrespect you like that and say you gonna wait, you gonna do it in the first round. No, you gonna wait. I know you gonna wait till the second round. I respect a little bit. I respect you enough to let you get your shit off in the first. But then I know what's coming. It's coming. I just don't think it's coming right now.
Here's the thing. James is usually cooking going into the playoffs. They fuck up in the playoffs, but he's usually cooking going into the playoffs. James Harden is nowhere near cooking right now. I'm sorry. He's nowhere near it. You expect me to believe that James Harden is going to turn it up? He can't cook now. When them lights is bright and that pressure is on his ass. Pause. Because Daryl Morey really just sold Philadelphia's future for this nigga. And he looks like a bum. You mean to tell me the minute they're in the playoffs and they're calling shit a lot harder than what they call it in regular season, so this nigga not gonna get no free throws? Oh, yeah, nigga, it's a wrap. I got Toronto in five. I'm sorry. Yo, I'm sorry. I can't rock with them niggas. Yo, I feel so bad for Joel Embiid that he gonna have to cry in the Toronto locker room again. I feel so sorry for the nigga, but it's happening, bro. This shit is over with, dog. I'm sorry. Toronto in five, man.
All right, man. I'm gonna read off some stats in his last five games.
I've seen the stats. I know what the stats are.
I'm 22-14, 7-6, 7-16,
mm-hmm.
13-15, 3-12, mm-hmm. 11-14, 4-10.
Keep going.
21-10-10, but he was 4-13.
Keep going. Keep going.
12 points. 8 rebounds and 13 assists.
In five, nigga. You don't need to say no more. In five, nigga.
Terrence Maxey.
He not going to see the ball. I'm sorry. He better cook when they sub out James. He better leave him in there. Sub out James, leave him in there. Other than that, you already know what it's going to be. Pat, 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 pat.
Whoa.
I'm going to go to the hole. I'm not going to get fouled. I'm going to throw this shit off the backboard. Hopefully Joel can catch this shit. Hopefully Joel can catch this shit. And then you got Doc Rivers coaching. This nigga can't keep no leads in the playoffs. Hey, look, in five, nigga. I'm sorry. They already talking about Doc might be the next coach for the Lakers, so his foot is already out the door. All right.
Your If they lose in the first round, he must definitely out of that month.
But I hope them. I hope them niggas win though. I hope you win.
Man, it sounds like it.
No, because if they win, they got to play Brooklyn next. So I hope you niggas win.
Nah, they'll play Miami.
Oh, they'll play Miami? Third, it's going to be one.
Oh, damn. Y'all definitely ain't going to see them if they get to Miami.
1-4 at the top. 2-3 at the bottom. Y'all
ain't getting to them. Miami don't really got nobody to stop Joel either, to be honest. But Jimmy Butler and James Harden gonna be a show.
A show.
That's gonna be a show. Yeah, well, y'all might as well just get it over with in the first round then.
Yeah, man.
Who you got, Gerard?
I got Philly in 6.
Nah, nigga, you said Philly in 5 earlier. I heard you.
Oh, well.
I don't think Toronto.
Don't let my argument give you another game. Don't do that.
I don't think Toronto can beat them folks, bro. And I think Joel got a point to prove. So I think.
Yeah, so do Toronto, nigga.
I don't think Toronto got shit to prove.
Okay. What do you mean? I mean, they are in the playoffs. You don't think the niggas want to win?
I think everybody want to win, but are you going to win, though?
It's Toronto.
Yeah, but you were saying that, like, Toronto wasn't motivated to win. Like, they just – No.
I was saying it.
Let me ask you a question.
Toronto is, like
– Who would you take as a coach, Doc Rivers or Nick Nurse?
See, I don't watch
too many Toronto games. It shouldn't take that long.
But I take Nick Nurse.
But it shouldn't take that long. Do you know about Toronto roster right now?
I just said Nick Nurse.
Okay. With James Harden struggling and Toronto being a team, like Siakam's been going off. You know Fred VanVleet going to go off. Scottie Barnes is rookie of the year.
Maybe.
So
I don't think Philly is six.
You gonna give them an extra? I'll let you give them an extra.
If I stay at 5, I Philly in 5.
I'm staying pat, man. I know what I've been watching Joel Embiid and Philly kick ass in spite of James Harden all year. I've been watching it the whole time they had him. Been watching them. They ain't really missed that much of a step in spite of James Harden. They let him get his assist up. They let him go 4-for-13. They let Maxey do his thing, get him his little 18 points. Joe Embiid get 30. And they go on with a W most times.
Just let you niggas know, Joel missed a couple of games in the playoffs because of a stomach ache, too. So.
That was 7 years ago. We partying, man.
I'm just bringing y'all playoff facts. Man. That's all. I ain't got nothing against Philly. I ain't got nothing against Joel. I'm just saying. Hey, look, man.
Hey, listen, man. Your God is gonna be sitting on the front row. What's the guy name? Drake. Yeah, him. He can't save these niggas, bro. He can't save these niggas, bro.
Okay.
Drizzy.
My man, what else is happening? Oh, we can talk about an MVP race.
For what? So you can gloat?
Yeah, why do we have to talk about that? We know who you're gonna pick, bro.
So you can gloat? We could submit that shit to this nigga, what, a week, 2 weeks ago?
No.
Who got positive words today? That's what we need right now. Positive words. I don't want to hear nothing about Jokic and MVP. Yeah, whatever, Gerard. We're not going to use this segment to push your agenda.
You got it. It's James Harden's fault. See, this is why I hate this nigga. Like, you don't understand. Like, it's like he's fucked my life up this whole year. Like, Like, it's just crazy with this nigga at this point.
What'd you tell you? What you say? You gonna swing on James Harden when you see him?
No, I ain't gonna swing on a nigga for what? That nigga like 6'5", nigga. I'm good.
He ain't that tall.
We got to pull up on him. Shit. We not gonna talk about that. We not gonna do that.
Why you hate James Harden so much?
What? I don't hate this. I don't hate James Harden. Okay. I just see James Harden for who dislike he is. Dislike him. That's all. No, I don't dislike James Harden either. I just see James Harden for who he is.
Oh, wait, I'm from North Memphis. I know that I'm hearing a backhanded comment. You saying that you see him for what he is ain't don't sound like you putting a positive tone on it. You saying it like you know something we don't.
I'm just being objective. I know James Harden for who he is. I've seen it all year.
Yeah, that rookie of the year talk is really to be had for real. Like, I don't know, Kay, Evan, Jalen, I don't know.
Only thing is Evan Mobley got hurt. If Evan Mobley didn't get hurt and Cleveland didn't slip the way they did and Toronto didn't rise the way they did, it'd be a different story. But I have to give it to Scottie at this point. It was in between Scottie and him. I don't put Jalen in there. It was in between Scottie and Evan Mobley.
Yeah, 3-4. Yeah. 3-4 did their thing. Yeah, 1-2 on some rebuilding teams. Jalen Green didn't show up every night, but he showed up. You know, he just.
Well, he's young and his team is trash. So.
Yeah, and the whole team is like him between him and Kevin Porter Jr. Like they talented, but like they got some issues. Like,
boy, do they?
Like, Porter is talented as fuck, but, like, you don't know what the fuck he gonna get from that young nigga from night to night. That nigga walked off the floor one night. Like, that nigga crazy.
K did his thing, but shit was looking rocky in the first half of the season for K. Let's just keep it real. Like, he came on in the second half of the season.
When he first started, his start was really bad. But he's doing his numbers now, though. He looking real comfortable now, though. Yeah. He's looking real comfortable now.
Yeah. Is Jeremy Grant still playing up there?
Not as of late, because what's that boy name? Sadiq Bey. He been snapping over there in Detroit lately. It's not resulting in wins, but he playing well.
From what I've seen, I think I'd take Scottie Barnes for rookie of the year.
I'll take Scottie. Yeah. If Evan didn't get hurt, I would have chose him, but he got hurt. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, Evan Mobley and Jerry Allen was crazy on the floor together.
Man.
Just like if KD didn't get hurt, he'd be MVP. Easy.
More than likely.
Easy.
Okay, I'll ask Malik because I can get an answer out of Malik.
I can see that.
Who you got, Malik? I'm talking about MVP. I'm not asking you about MVP because I know who you got.
I gotta give it to Jokic.
Damn, I got to. Man, I gotta hear that twice.
Yo, here's the thing though. The only reason why I'm giving it to Jokic is because I know they're gonna vote for him. This year is mad tough because I could say Giannis, bro. Like, I could easily. I could easily be like, it's Giannis, but then he sat out the past three games, two games, some shit like that. And Jokic, they need this nigga every fucking night. Like, it's not like Giannis could take a couple games off and they get a couple of wins or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could get a couple wins. Devin Booker, he's a consideration for me too. But he could take a night off and his team could probably inch out a couple wins for you. This nigga Jokic take a night off?
Whew.
Them niggas getting blown out by like 30, 40. Whoa, you know what I'm saying?
Whoa,
like,
whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. I watched this year Jokic miss a game, and I saw DeMarcus Cousins come off the motherfucking bench. He started this motherfucking game and went crazy, and y'all won. I don't want to hear that. Gerard, you gonna let him say that? You sitting there like he's just telling the truth. You saw the Marcus Cousins go crazy whenever you get set out. He set out a food game.
I mean, the Marcus Cousins does it. DeMarcus does it. He goes crazy one night. Crazy. Like, he had that one crazy night. Like, that was literally it. He been playing good.
That's a positive word. He went crazy one night. Man, you was
He been
hot.
Playing good off the bench, bro. He been playing good off the bench. I give you that, bro. He been playing good off the bench. But, like, if Jokic don't play, bro, we trash. Jokic get everybody involved.
Y'all trash.
Jokic.
Y'all trash either way. Go to State and Bob. What's next, man? Let's get out this. God. Talking about the Denver Nuggets. Now I feel like I feel like undisputed talking about the Lakers right now.
Nah, man. It ain't. Philly wouldn't exist without Embiid.
I would hate to see Philly in the 7-game series with no Embiid.
I mean, I would hate to see the Nuggets without Jokic. You can say the same thing.
No, I don't care about that. I would love to see that.
But anyway, man, I got any positive words, my guys?
That's it for the series? You ran through them all?
Nah.
That was all, though. The first round. We said Miami was like 5 seconds.
Well, the Boston last team Brooklyn. We talked about was Philly, and Philly's three.
You know about that.
Philly's four or five.
No, nigga. We never talked about who Milwaukee
was.
Oh, no, yes, we did. My bad. I'm sorry. We did.
Wow, that's what we doing.
I'm sorry, man. Gerard made me go get another beer. I'm almost drunk.
But nah, man. Y'all got some positive words for the people today, man.
I got that.
Just get on your grizzly. That's it.
God bless the Bulls.
I said, God bless the Bulls. I got a positive word. I'm just going to read what I wrote today on Twitter.
Oh, my God, bro. If you start off with this, be better today.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not saying that, bro.
Do better. Do better than what you did yesterday. Fuck, nigga.
Hey, man. Overthinking is paying a debt you don't owe for a situation you didn't buy.
Say that again.
Who wrote that, little baby?
Sneaker man.
Fuck no, little baby, right there. Overthinking is paying a debt you don't owe for a situation you didn't buy. Give me my positive word for the day. Hey, man.
I be so high, it's crazy. He won't share the weed they be having over there. He won't never tell us what kind of weed he smoking. He be hot as fuck, man. This shit crazy.
Hey, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in episode 122, bro. It's going to be out in the morning. Spotify on all streaming platforms. Tomorrow, make sure y'all check out the artist spotlight of the week, Bradley T, artist out of Memphis, bro. I got three lined up this week. I got Meezy Mac lined up for this week, so y'all be on the lookout for that. I got my homeboy Jalen Cole lined up for this week. Y'all look out for that, and I got to set up one more with this guy named Boss Man. So y'all look out for that one too. So the month feel.
Hey, man, y'all get on this artist spotlight. Come have a conversation with us, man. I got anything else y'all want, man?
Corey, stop ducking me. Stop ducking me, man. You know we needed to talk about this Lakers shit today, bro. You know we did. You know we did.
We saving it for when Mr. Laker Nation is back.
No, we had to talk about the UFC shit, bro. You know we had to talk. No, we had to talk.
He just running from smoke. Damn, what about running from smoke all sports? On both shows. Damn, Corey. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on back, Corey. Come on, man.
But yeah, man. But y'all have a good one, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. We on all streaming platforms, bro. Tap in. We out.
Shut up, Gerard.
Ah, fuck you.